Hello and welcome to podcast number 16 from Diversified Integrated Sports Clinic. My name is James Boyle. I'm one of the chiropractors here and I'm joined by Tamara Ghazi.
Hi guys, good to be back in summer.
Yeah, and we've got a special guest here with us today. It's Sheikha Al-Qasimi. Did I say that right?
Hi, yeah.
Excellent. I said that to my fiance this morning. I've got Qasimi coming in today and she goes, no, she's not Italian. So really? So I was in the car going, okay, Qasimi. Okay, awesome.
Good one, James. I like that. Yeah.
I might be Italian.
Well, you never know.
Maybe.
It's a bit of Italian in all of us. Right, so Sheikha, I'm just doing a little bit of research on you. So a few bullet points I do for all our guests. And for you, I've got professional CrossFit athlete, owner of the Platform Gym.
Yes.
And you represent Red Bull and you're an ambassador for Lululemon.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. And I just got on board with GoPro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Are you filming us today?
No.
Should you not be doing that?
No. Should I?
We shout out for our friends at GoPro.
Maybe we can get an after picture. This is not an adventure ride today. So
we can get an after picture once we're done.
Yeah. I think we could get a GoPro sponsorship maybe. Maybe you reach out to them tomorrow?
No, but I usually have bad hair days almost every day. So
okay.
I don't think it's
good. She doesn't want to be in front of the camera all the time.
No.
Cool. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself beyond what we've just highlighted there.
There's so much to tell. I don't know. That's why I asked Tamara to get the questions ready.
Okay. Well, I've got a whole host of questions here. Why don't we start talking a little bit about CrossFit, how you got into that, when you started, so on and so forth.
So in 2012, beginning of 2013, I decided to get back into fitness. And growing up, I did a lot of things with the boys. So I was always on motorbikes, skateboards, rollerblading.
Okay.
I was always wrestling with the boys. So I always had the brothers and cousins. Yeah.
Okay.
So I always had that kind of competitiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up, there was always this separation between the boys and the girls. And when you get into that separation, you're forced to be a girl. And I had to play with the Barbies, even though I hated it. I would get the guns and
shoot the Barbies.
Growing up, it was a bit tough, like trying to discover myself or find myself within something. And
What did you do exercise-wise before that and sports-wise before
that? I did more like boxing, bodybuilding, like since I was 15 years old. It was always on and off because I was very emotionally unstable.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be depressed and staying at home, not doing anything. Or I'd be like, okay, today is the day. And then I would get off the chair and head to the gym. So growing up, it was really hard. And trying to find gym buddies and all of that. It was also like not motivating and the media wasn't helping either with all the skinny girls out there.
Okay.
And it was always a new trend. So you don't know what to do with yourself. You don't know how to grow within yourself as anything.
Yeah.
So
you weren't fitting in.
Yeah, I wasn't fitting in at all. I wasn't fitting in with the Arab girls either because they had their own culture and I grew up very westernized. I grew up watching Bold and the Beautiful. I watched Ninja Turtles in English. Everyone else watched it in Arabic. I had no idea what it meant in Arabic. So when I grew up, it was very different. And then I went to school and I played basketball for a year in school and I didn't like it. Then I started swimming, but I didn't swim professionally. And then I went to university and with how university was, didn't really have time to train or do anything. It was always work.
Yeah. What were you studying at uni?
I was studying PR and advertising, hence I'm so good at selling myself and selling everything. I studied PR and advertising. And then once I graduated, I started training mostly bodybuilding. And I found that the gym that I signed up for, I paid for a year. So I was like, I'll just commit to a whole year and see how it goes. So when I was there, I had a trainer, God bless him. He was very helpful. Like I told him I want to get strong. Mm-hmm. And he would help me get strong, but he wouldn't get me as strong as I want to be. He was always taking it a few steps back just to for me to avoid injuring myself.
Mm.
And that's when you're like, yeah, but I want to
you
grow.
You want to be pushed.
Yes, I want to be pushed a bit.
Mm.
So what I did was I ended my PT sessions with him. And when I did that, I started programming myself. So I went on YouTube and I started researching about what to do. And I started programming myself, and I didn't know what I was doing was actually CrossFit, like kind of functional bodybuilding slash CrossFit. Mm-hmm. So I would do strength training, and then by the end of the strength training, I would do intensive training.
Mm-hmm.
So I would either do like high intensity, like sprint row, and then rest for 30 seconds, and then max skip ropes, like singles. So I was programming myself, not knowing that I was kind of doing a circuit type of training.
Mm.
Then I was introduced to circuit training with Simon Brown, who is now part of not Fit Republic, the other one, Fit something. In
Fitness Games. HQ?
Fitness HQ, So he, I used to train with them. Mm-hmm. I used to do the fitness classes there. Mm-hmm. And then I went to get physiotherapy, or not physiotherapy, a massage with Lee in SHP.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard like bars dropping. And when I heard the bars drop, I was like, what is that sound?
Mm.
And she's like, oh, that's Inger. She's the trainer in the gym. And I was like, can I meet her? And she's like, well, she's not here. And I didn't know that she was famous, you know, like I didn't know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I reached out to her and I started training with her strength.
Mm-hmm.
And within the first 2 months, I was back squatting 70 kilos. And she was like, where the hell did you come from?
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know. But I didn't know that I can actually do this.
Yeah.
So that's how it started. So I started training with, I went from circuit to strength training with Inger, and I told her I want to do CrossFit. I just want to be introduced to it slowly because everything that I've read was relative to injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to injure myself.
Yeah.
So she would incorporate CrossFit workouts like Annie, which is double unders and sit-ups, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And we took it from there. I trained with her for close to a year. And during that year, I was doing CrossFit on the side as well. So I did my first open in 2013.
Okay.
Which was fun because I repeated the workout like 10 times in the same week.
Okay.
I was like, no, I can do better. And I would get one rep. I'm like, damn it.
Okay. So when did when did the penny drop for you in terms of realizing that you wanted to do this full time and make it, you know, a massive part of your life?
When I was introduced to the community. When I saw how the community was very like close knit and it was very supportive, and it was nothing compared to how I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself within it, and I felt contented in the atmosphere and the energy. So that's why I just continued. And I found myself every time I would drive to work, I would dread it. And if I was sitting on my desk for 8 hours, if I get up for a walk, they tell me you're not allowed to do that. I'm like,
yeah.
You're joking, right? And that wasn't me at all. Like, I can work for hours on the computer. You just don't force me to stay in the same place, you know?
For sure.
So I didn't like having a full-time job.
Mm.
I wanted a huge change. And for me, money wasn't really, like, I was earning three times what I have right now. So mm-hmm. The money wasn't a priority for me. No, it wasn't at all. I just wanted to find true happiness and just explore where I can grow in this.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Tamara, you were gonna say
something. I just wanted to ask you, like, how I know I met you in the beginning of my CrossFit journey in Dubai when I just moved back from California, and I think you were one of the first Emirati local female to be doing CrossFit and being open about it. And you know what I loved about Sheikha is when I met her, she was just very passionate about it. And she didn't segregate herself from anyone else. She didn't make anyone feel uncomfortable that she was an Emirati, because it's not that anyone's uncomfortable around Emirati females, but usually there's a sense of separation or segregation.
Mm.
And she always, you know, in a very respectful and respectable way, still joined everyone, trained everyone, and made us all feel like, yeah, we're one in one community. And I think she really pushed the boundaries in that. And you know, I remember when you had your first magazine stint, you know, she shows up, no abaya, like, you know, her long sleeves, but she's like proud and strong. And it was such an amazing image compared to, you know, the frail, I need a man in my life kind of woman. I think that was very inspiring. And I'm just curious, you know, how did your family react? How did the community react? I know you're a very strong character, and you don't, you know, you don't care about those things. But I mean, it's not easy sometimes to also get the beating from the other side. So I know you inspire so many women today, and it's changed so much in the past 4 years, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
along your journey. But yeah, I'm just, you know, tell me about that. So.
Well, of course, when I first started, it wasn't received very well, and it was more of how people were trying to grasp the fact that, wow, she's Emirati and she's lifting weights and she's taking videos of herself and she's posting it and she doesn't care. And that's when people were like, who does she think she is doing this? This is not part of our culture. And that is what I received from a lot of my followers. And same thing with my parents. My father is very different. He's very open-minded, and he believes in follow your heart and what you really want to do, and he'll be completely supportive of it. But my mom is more like, you have to take care of your image and think about your culture and think about your tradition and where you come from. And for me, I completely respect that, but at the same time, that doesn't mean that I'm offending my tradition or offending my culture if I'm trying to be myself in where I am. I'm respecting both sides. And it took a long time for me to try to understand that it wasn't my judgment of it. It was everybody else's judgment of it. And I shouldn't take it personally. Because if that's how they see those things, then it's in their own belief system. It's not, it has nothing to do with me. Because if another girl had done the same thing, then they would have seen it exactly the same. So I worked with a life coach for about 3 years, and up to today we're still working with her. I'm still working with her. And it's more about talking about my fears and how I can change my mindset about the fears that I have to be able to grow and evolve as a person. And a lot of these fears were relative to not being accepted within the community, or my parents not being proud of me, or people not understanding why I'm doing this. And I was always trying to push my message onto people, and people just didn't understand it. So what I did, it was end of 2014 or beginning of 2014, where I had a talk with my brother, and I was like, I'm getting attacked on Instagram. Like, I'm getting popular and I'm getting good messages and I'm inspiring people, but I'm constantly getting attacked by people saying, like, who do you think you are? Like, you're not a man. Like, what are you doing? And he was like, well, if you're going to do good, people will talk. If you don't do anything, people will talk. If you do bad, people will talk. Like, you shouldn't care about what people are thinking about you. And I think that was my motive when I changed my account. And I created Kiki for CrossFit. And it was basically an alias where I wanted to be known, not just locally, but internationally recognized. And I wanted to be internationally recognized because I want the community to grow from inside out. So from the UAE, and then send the message out to wherever in the world. And when I started my blog, I remember checking the stats. And I had people from Taiwan, Germany, and Iceland, and Poland, and Japan, and of course the Gulf, Saudi, Kuwait. And I was like, this is insane. These people are reading what I have to say. This is crazy. And then I just started growing within that. And people, of course, when I changed my mind of how I viewed myself, and then I shouldn't be ashamed of what I'm doing, and I shouldn't be upset about trying to get the message out. I should be proud of myself constantly, and I should grow.
Are you still facing adverse commentary and things like that online today?
Yeah. Yes and no. If I get any, it doesn't hurt me as much as it used to. It would annoy me, and I'd be like, why does this bother me? It shouldn't bother me. And then I just move on. But it's not as how it was before. And I have a lot of feedback, and so many people come up to me. I was in Paris just a few weeks ago, and I crossed paths with this woman, and I don't know why. We just looked into each other's faces for a split second. Mm-hmm. I turned around, and then I felt a tap on my shoulder, and I thought it was my mom, and I turned around, and it was her, and she was like, "Are you Sheikha?" Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "What?" "Yes." And she's like, "You're the CrossFit girl, right?" And I'm like, "Yes." "What's happening right now?" I'm in Paris and someone recognizes me.
Yeah.
And she was like, "I can't believe I'm meeting you right now." And she took a picture and she was like, "You don't know what you're doing for our community. You don't know what you're doing for all Arab women around the world." And I'm like, "Okay, thank you."
Give me a croissant.
I was so overwhelmed. Mm. I was in shock. And same thing when in 2015, when I got third place in the battle. Mm. And then a few months later, during that winter, I traveled to London and I walked into Harrods and every single Arab out there was like, "Congratulations." I was like, "What?" I'm like, "What?"
Thinking you could run for president next.
Yeah, maybe. You don't know. Yeah, so now the feedback is completely different. Mm. And yeah, it's turned around in the last few years. And I think, honestly, it wasn't the community at all. It was just me and how I viewed myself and how I projected myself, how I presented myself to people.
Mm.
I think I'm much more peaceful, much more calm than I was before. Before, it was more like, attack.
Yeah.
You have to accept me. Now it's just like, you accept me, you don't accept me.
Yeah,
you
know? Water off a duck's back.
Yeah.
And life coaching, tell me a little bit about that. You think that's been an essential part of you, you know, dealing with all that adversity?
Yes. Life coaching has been a huge, huge part. So ever since I was in my teenage years, I went to see psychologists mm-hmm. because I had suffered from insomnia for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. And depression, I can't say I was bipolar, but I had extreme mood swings mm-hmm. where I would be depressed for no reason or mm-hmm. I would cry for no reason. And I had no idea why I was going through all of this.
Mm.
And the psychologists were not helping at all. Some of them told me I have to be on medication and I refused to take medication.
Mm.
They're like, "Well, you need to take it for your anxiety." And I'm like, "No, I can control this." Mm. And I had severe panic attacks. I would wake up in panic attacks. I would go to sleep in panic attacks. And I did not know how to deal with that. And when I got into CrossFit, it was way, way, way less.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to learn how to control it. And I don't have panic attacks at all anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to see a sports psychologist once, she tried to help me with going through it, but at the same time, she did not guide me on how to change the ideas or the beliefs that were in my mind. So my sister introduced me to this life coach. Her name is Sultana.
Mm-hmm.
She has a consultancy in Merdif. It's called TWIG.
Mm-hmm.
And the TWIG is an abbreviation of Together We Grow Intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about setting intentions. And ever since I started CrossFit, I got injured. I got into a car accident. I had surgery on my knee. I had all of these like obstacles, like constant barriers that were in my face that were hindering my performance.
Mm.
It was either nutrition or my weight or my hormones or something. There was always something there.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me, she was like, "Why? Why is this happening?" I'm like, "I don't know why." She was like, "No, you do know why, because it's in your mind. It's in your head.
Mm.
You have all of these accumulated fears in your mind of what people think about you, what your parents think about you, of what are you going to do with your life? Is this the right thing to do? Is this the wrong thing to do? Culture, tradition, religion, blah, 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 blah." And it's all these accumulated things that are in your mind that are hindering you from all of this.
Mm.
So she sits down with me, depending, maybe an hour or 2 hours, it would take for, I would bring up a situation where this came up and she would back it up for years. And then she would lead me to where the story started, where mm-hmm. the trigger started. And right. then once she takes me back to that trigger, that is when she shifts my mind into peace, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So you make peace where that trigger started. You mm-hmm. forgive the person and you give them love and you you express that you are continuous, like you're always blessed by God. And that is how I started growing. And when I started seeing her, my energy completely shifted. My face was constantly glowing. And I remember, and I'm sure Tamara remembers, like, every time I went to see the life coach within that week, I would walk in somewhere and they're like, wow, you're glowing. And I'm like, yes, because because it's that that weight on your shoulder that you've been carrying for so many years,
it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
So I've worked with her for 4 years now. Well, four years now. And I'm still working with her. And it's always a constant.
It's a journey.
Yeah, of course. It's always a journey. Because if you think that you can, if you can stop evolving, then where are you going to go?
Yeah.
So it's a constant evolution and constant growth of mindset. And I think that reflected on everything else. That's how I attracted everything else into my life. And because I changed the way that I thought of things and the way that I see things.
So tell us a bit about the platform gym. How you set that up and obstacles
to get
in that.
I just have to add, it is absolutely an amazing place. I went and visited a few times, and I would love to go every day, but it's on the other end of town for me, so okay. I'm driving to Abu Dhabi, but I would be happy to do that at least once a week because the energy of the space is stunning, and you know, the people who work there are great. It's obviously Kiki's energy, which is lovely, and they have a beautiful coffee shop upstairs where you can go and read and study or hang out post workout. And I think it's such a great place to bring the community together and to meet cute boys. but yeah, it's beautiful. So hopefully everybody will go down and check it out.
Yeah.
And the one time I worked out there, I left crawling. So for me, it was a great experience.
Proper workout.
Oh my God, what a workout. Yeah. Under Coach Kiki too.
It was only because I was coaching.
Okay. Yeah, it's just yelling at us. But
I'm like, Tamara Narmeen, you guys hurt me so much. It's my turn to hurt you.
Yeah, no, but it's an amazing space. And I think in an area which really needs it, which is, what do you call that area?
It's a Nadal Hamar.
So it's an area mostly occupied by local families and
families. It's a very residential area.
Yeah.
And it's their industrial area is very small. It's not that big. And it's literally a 2 minute drive from the residential area. And there's so many people there, and there's the government buildings in the back. There's a huge park. So there's a lot of potential, but I think it needs just a while for it to grow because people are still not familiar with it.
Yeah.
Not familiar with what we got offer in that space. And it's still growing. And so, yeah, how it started was, I've said this story a million times. how it started was a couple of years ago, I wanted to open my own box because I felt that there was a huge gap to offer CrossFit classes for women. And that was kind of my... That was kind of my intention in the beginning. I wanted a place to offer CrossFit classes for women, and I wanted to coach it.
Okay.
And I coached in Altitude Gym in Sharjah. And I coached there for about 8 months, and I had women driving 45 minutes just to come to my classes. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, that's how much women want local guidance. Like an Arab woman, you know, like explaining in Arabic words. I'm not that good, but I try my best. I try my best. And they felt very comfortable because I would cut the workout short and then take 5 to 10 minutes to educate them about nutrition, to educate them about recovery, on stretching, all of the important things that come with CrossFit that people don't really take into consideration. So that is how it started. And that was in end of 2013 or around 2014.
Not long after you'd gone professional.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And I wouldn't call myself a professional. I was just like training, competing, seeing where this goes. And I would think that maybe the label professional, people would interpret it differently. Yes, I compete, and yes, I'm a sponsored athlete, and yes, I represent brands, and I represent the country, etc. But My intention with competing is not to win. And my intention with competing is not to show people, oh, I'm capable of this. My intention is that people can back my story. They can go back years and years and years and view my videos mm-hmm. of when I first started, and they can see how far I've come, and that okay. anybody can do this. And
that's the win for you.
Yeah, that's the win for me. It's how I inspire the people.
Okay.
And I spoke about it yesterday, where in 2015 I couldn't do a proper rope climb. And last year in the battle, I was going up and down the ropes like no tomorrow. And mm-hmm. I wasn't even fatigued. Like, I felt really good, like, going up. Like, I got the technique and I got the endurance for it. So showcasing that for the people, that is what my aim is for competing. So about platform, how it started was I wanted to open a space to offer classes for women.
Mm-hmm.
And then... it was, I think I'm very thankful for every single obstacle that I've had from then to now, because I got to study and research and observe what is missing in this community,
mm-hmm.
in the CrossFit community. And I took all of that into consideration, and that is how I created Platform. I created Platform through my journey. So I took... the coffee aspect of it, that is how I met people. Mm-hmm. That is how I socialize with people. I wanted to coffee shop there. I read books. That is how I educated myself. That's why you have a library.
Mm.
The CrossFit space, the recovery space, like all of these things that they're really small things where mm-hmm. people don't really think about offering in their CrossFit box. Yes, because maybe it is expensive, or... they don't really have maybe the idea of how to achieve it that way.
Yeah.
So,
does your platform cater just for women?
No, it's for mixed and ladies only.
Okay.
So I wanted platform to be for everybody. I wanted everybody to be there. I want women to be there. They have their private space. It's closed.
Mm-hmm.
They can train with closed doors, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And the mixed section, we have two spaces, upstairs and downstairs. We have an Olympic floor because we want to encourage more Olympians out of the gym. So a lot of people that come in, they train Olympic weightlifting.
Mm-hmm.
And our Olympic weightlifting classes are actually the most... like in demand right now. Like, people okay. want to come to our Olympic classes.
Okay.
Which is awesome, because that, in comparison to CrossFit, like, people want to lift and people want to get strong.
Mm.
Like, people don't want to do cardio anymore.
Okay.
So how I came up with it was I had a meeting with Lululemon, and every year we go through this vision and goal setting.
Mm-hmm.
And they give us a paper where you write your visions and goals for the future of what you want to achieve, basically. And already I had an idea of opening a gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted the certain textures to be wood, and I wanted some steel, and I wanted some concrete. So I already had an idea of what I wanted to be in the gym.
What it would look like.
What it would look like. So, and I had already saved pictures from years before. I made a mood board, and I had it in my room, and it said Platform. So I had already set my intention of opening this gym, but I did not know how to approach it.
Yeah.
So with this vision and goal setting, they spoke about how to vision yourself in the future,
mm-hmm.
and how to set goals for that for a year, 5 years, or 10 years.
Mm.
And going through all of that, I thought about how I set my goals and how I set my vision as well.
Mm-hmm.
And with Platform, that is what I want to offer for the people, because
mm-hmm.
that is how I grew. So Platform is basically a hub,
mm-hmm.
a complete fitness and wellness hub. It's the mind. It's bringing the mind and the body together, because people neglect it a lot. They mm-hmm. think about being so spiritual, but they don't train their body. And some people train their body, but they don't train their mind. So what I want to do is bring both of them together. And yes, we're going to have athletes who come in, just want to do a class and leave. But what we want to incorporate within platform is offering movement classes or movement seminars, workshops. We have the space and we have that platform where you can give talks about how to change your language, how to be more positive, how to change your mindset, how to shift your energies. And people neglect these things a lot. And a lot of people ask me, like, how did you reach where you reached? And I would tell them these things, and I'm like, they're like, no, it's all nonsense. Like, this doesn't, no. You're talking about energies? No, it's hard work. And I'm like, no, trust me. For the past 3 years, it's not hard work. I have never been stressed out doing what I do. It's because I felt I was in the right energy.
Yeah.
And I felt comfortable and I felt contented. So I was never stressed out. Yeah, I would feel maybe tired or overworked, but I was never stressed out where I don't know what I'm doing or this is not going anywhere. I always had faith that I knew where I was going to end up and I knew where this was going. So when I started creating platform, I thought about what was missing in the community. And it was basically like the recovery side of things. So people don't take recovery seriously. So we have recovery rooms on each side where you can view Ramwad and you can follow Ramwad. We have massage chairs, which people don't even use. Like, I'm using it most of the time. When I have 6 a.m. classes, I'm in the massage chair for 2 hours, like, after.
You shot in the instructions, like, from the massage chair.
And then we have the Olympic lifting room. Our bathrooms are stunning, like, because a lot of bathrooms and gyms, they're not really thought of. They're like, well, people are not going to spend time in the bathrooms. People go in the bathrooms, they're not for half an hour. I'm like, what are you doing in there? They're like, it's so nice. I feel like I'm in my home.
Nice.
So, and then there's the ratios space, which is the coffee space.
Okay.
And how I came up with the space was I wanted the spaces to be divided in one big space. So we have the workspace, which is like a laptop bar where you can either stand or sit down. And then there's the communal space where there are the benches and people are facing each other. We have the lounge space, which is right in front of the platform, and it's very low and comfortable. And then there's on the right hand side is more like the restaurant space where people are sitting on normal tables and chairs. And then we have the swing set. So we actually designed and created a swing because I couldn't hang anything from the ceiling. They were like, no, the structure can't handle people sitting on it. So okay. I'm like, we need to create something. So they created it out of wood and steel and chains, which is awesome because it's kind of like a reflection of also like
the design,
gym and, you know.
Mm.
And within that space, it's more like a picnic, like social, chilling out. And we have people come in and donate books. So what I like about the books, the library that we have, is that it's very personal. So when you open the book, you find like people have underlined things and wrote notes. And it's nice because you see how you can actually relate to people and that we're not all in this alone. We're all in this together, that we all have the same mind and we all share the same ideas. We all share the same fears and it's all, we're all the same. So we have those spaces, and then within the ratio space, we're running like workshops, talks like TEDx Health, and launches for like motivational books. So we have that space where we can actually bring the community to us and grow it from there.
So it's obviously a big facility, and you're kind of expanding and pushing the boundaries from a very small base of CrossFit.
Yeah.
So where do you see it going even further in the future?
So I haven't.
What's your next dream?
I haven't really announced
this.
A
disc inside, I think.
Yeah. Probably maybe in the recovery room, we'd have like a massage chair.
Yeah.
Just have Tamara there in the background.
Just
hey,
just
do you want
out. Yeah. Feed me food and coffee and I'll be good.
And I'll crack your back. So, where I want to see it in the next few years is, so we had Lululemon, we had another vision and goal setting. And I see myself growing in life coaching. And a lot of people come to me for advice. And I reached out to a life coach that I was familiar with in the US.
Mm-hmm.
And this was years ago. And then she sent me an email very recently and said, I'm visiting Dubai. Will you be there?
Mm-hmm.
And we actually met. And they offer a course mm-hmm. here in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And when they offer the course, I will, of course, look into it. And I think that would be the future of platform, where we can actually bridge the gap between life coaching and training and nutrition,
mm-hmm.
where it's like a complete self-development,
yeah.
not just physical, not just mind. It's also nutrition. It's everything. It's all put together within one space where people can come to us for anything. If you have any questions, if you have any inquiries about how you can get better at something,
yeah.
we can help you with that and we can guide you.
You think everyone would benefit from some life coaching, goal setting, some congruency in their life with regards to...
I think, yes, of course, everybody. If a person thinks that they don't need it, they're fooling themselves, because everybody needs it. And we all come from a certain belief system. And I used to think what I was doing was very shameful and was very wrong, but...
It's not
at all. It's not at all. But it's only because everybody thought of it that way, and that's what scared me. And I was like, am I actually doing wrong? But with life coaching, I realized that it was just the ideas in my mind that was stopping me from reaching my full potential.
You've mentioned diet a number of times. Does that obviously plays an important role in?
Yeah.
In your performance? And
yes. I flew to London and I had a meeting with a performance coach that works with a lot of football players, rugby players. And he started working with CrossFit athletes full-time in CrossFit Shapesmith in London. So he started working with them. I did a certain type of test to check what is hindering my performance.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat down for like an hour and I explained to him what's been happening for the past few years. And he sent me my macros. Mm-hmm. So I always dreaded like counting my macros and weighing my food. And oh my God, I don't have time for this. But like, thankfully, I have athletes who provide my food.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent them my macros. And they actually send me my food 5 days a week.
Okay.
And
so you don't have to think about it. The work's taken out of it.
Yeah. I just have to worry about my breakfast and snack and that's it, which is awesome because I don't need to actually weigh anything for now.
Mm.
But of course, when I travel, I would need like a weighing machine and stuff. But
since you've been doing that, you've noticed massive gains?
Yes. Mm. I sleep like a baby.
Okay.
I sleep no more insomnia. So easily. I sleep not just insomnia, I sleep easily.
Mm.
So before I would stay in bed for 2-3 hours and I wouldn't be able to sleep. Now it's like, I can't wait to go to bed, you know, and I sleep and I get into really deep sleep. And if I get 6 to 8 hours, I'm awesome. Like I feel like a charging bull. So...
Mm.
Yeah. I feel good and I feel so much lighter. I don't feel bloated. Like for so many years, I would bloat for no reason.
Mm.
I cut out so many foods in my diet.
What kind of things did you cut out?
I cut out beans, legumes. I get a lot of stomach aches from that.
Mm-hmm.
Popcorn, sadly, but I do have it sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I love popcorn. But yeah, beans bloat me and makes me sick. I cut out... oats are fine, so I keep my oats. I cut out almonds.
Mm-hmm.
Because almonds, I found out recently that I was allergic to it. So yeah, I cut that out as well. I cut out some dairy. So I still have milk, but I don't have as much as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
I would have 2 to 3 cups of coffee with milk a day. And now I try to keep it just... once or just less milk.
Mm.
So it's just, it's more of balance, I think.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And what about sort of supplementation and with regard to yourself and other athletes, not just CrossFitters?
Yeah. So what the performance nutritionist, what he does is he sends me a whole PDF file of what I need to do. So he sends me my supplements, he sends me my foods, he sends me when to eat what. So before a workout, I would have this much fat and this much carb. Right after a workout, I would have this much fat and this much carb.
Very detailed.
So very, very detailed. Thankfully, my food, I don't have to worry about it. But supplementation, I was deficient in B complex. And I was deficient in magnesium and deficient in zinc as well. Vitamin D was fine because I go out in the sun a lot. But I was shocked because I was actually taking zinc, magnesium, and B-complex for 3 years.
Wow.
And I didn't know why. My body was not absorbing it. So actually when I did the tests, he told me that your stomach, your gut is very unhealthy. And you need to take, probiotics and some mixed with something else when you take your supplements for your body to naturally absorb it.
Okay.
So that was my problem for so many years where my body was not absorbing it and I wasn't recovering well. I wasn't performing well. And now, now I feel much better. Even if I don't take my supplements for a week, I don't feel like I'm beat up or I can't sleep or anything. So my body's more, much more balanced than what it used to be.
And regardless, just maintenance wise, you do whatever checkups for nutritional aspects every month or three months.
Yeah, so he has me, yes. So he has me on 4 week cycles. I'm at the end of my 4 weeks right now. I'm getting a bioprint very soon. So I checked my weight when I was in London before I started. It was 67 kilos. I checked this week, I'm at 64.8. Which is close to 2.5 kilos in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And so I check my weight twice a week and I tell him like what my weight is or I keep it in a table. And then I get my bioprint, which is the calipers, like fat percentage. So I get that done every 4 weeks.
Okay.
Then I send it to him and then he sends me my my
nutrition
next cycle.
Diet. Yeah.
So he actually warned me. He's like, you're going to be on a deficit next time on your next 4 weeks.
And that's never fun.
No. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think black coffee all day.
Bitchy attitude.
Yeah.
Shouting at everyone.
Shouting at everyone. Oh, my God.
Fighting. I feel that way when I'm on deficit. And it just absolutely kills me.
Yeah.
I
think.
You guys know around here, but it's probably
yeah,
the hardest
if
thing.
I go on deficit, then I think all my carbs and fats and sugars will come from chocolate just to keep me sane.
Keep you going.
Yeah. Just protein and chocolate for 4 weeks.
When your nutrition, does it vary a lot before or leading up to a competition or during the competition?
Well, I discussed this with him, but he hasn't given me any info.
Okay.
So I think yes. Last year, that is what I did before Battle of the East. But when it led up to Battle of the East and I signed up for this paleo meal delivery thing for the whole weekend, and I was actually food poisoned.
Oh my God.
And I wasn't responding well to the food. So I was I had a fever and I was nauseous and I was very heavy and bloated for the whole weekend. So I think my goal for this year when I go to the battle, when I'm there, I would actually go to the grocery shop and make sure that I make my own foods and have my scale with me and everything and pre-pack snacks. To make sure that I get the right nutrition and know where it's coming from.
Yeah, for sure.
But right before a competition, I have no idea. During the competition, he would have to send me what I need to do. But before the competition, I think so far he's told me just follow the guidelines and I'll let you know. So
yeah.
I think he's keeping me on edge so that I'm not very controlling. Yeah.
I have a question about your sponsorship. So you work with some great brands. I'm a big fan of Lululemon and what they promote and advertise, which is healthy and active living.
Yeah.
And GoPro obviously captures the moment and some of the funnest and craziest moments.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about Red Bull. So we've worked with Red Bull before, but it obviously is a different image from the health and fitness. And I know they support you greatly. So tell me a little bit more about why you choose to work with certain brands, you know, how you can promote health and fitness and getting people active and moving. So,
well, of course, like, why I chose Red Bull, because I've been drinking Red Bull since I was 15. Like since forever, since I was in high school. I remember when I was in grade 11, grade 12, the first thing I would do in the morning is have a Red Bull. So I have been a huge, huge fan of Red Bull for so many years. It's not just, it didn't just pop up from CrossFit. Mm. I would always prefer Red Bull over coffee before a workout because coffee dehydrates me before a workout. And I feel like my throat is just not, like I can't breathe properly or just feel weird. So why I work with certain brands, of course, I've been approached by many brands, many sports brands who asked to sponsor me or even like sponsor me like financially. And I said no, because the way that they do things is completely different than what I stand for. Mm-hmm. And because Lululemon is all about the community and bringing people together, and it's all about it's all about helping the community and being there for everybody. And that is why I chose them. Mm. And it was from the very beginning when... Before they approached me, they were really nice. They would ask me to come into the shop and give me like a few free stuff. Oh, let us know how this works with CrossFit or that works with CrossFit. Mm. And they were really nice. And I enjoyed wearing their brands. Yes, I wear other brands. And the best thing about Lululemon is that they give us the freedom to wear other brands, just not like market it.
Sure.
Like, you know? Which is awesome because like sometimes I like wearing Reebok or I like wearing Nike or Adidas or whatever. Mm. So it's nice that they're very, they're just convenient that way.
Yeah.
And then with Red Bull, of course, I worked with Morgan for so many years. And when Basti was here, he was handling the athletes. He was the athlete manager. I used to see him every now and then and we would just hang out and have a coffee and chat and stuff. And he said, we were actually looking into you for about 2 years and mm-hmm. we want to sponsor you. And I was in shock. I'm like, what? And they're like, yes, we want you to be our first female in the MENA region. And I'm like, really? Me? Why? But they're like, because you love our brand and you will represent it properly. And of course, I got so many comments about, oh, Red Bull is so bad for you. Red Bull has this in it and that in it. I'm like, actually. They're like, you know what taurine is? I'm like, yes, it's synthetic. It's not real. Like, and they're like, oh, but it's bad for you. I'm like, yeah, and so are the powders that you take from like pre-workouts and whatever that you buy from the nutrition shops. It has the same components. Mm. It's just that Red Bull, you drink it, and the powders, you mix it with water and you drink it. So it's actually the same thing. And they're like, oh, but there's so much caffeine. Like, there's more caffeine in coffee than in Red Bull. There's not much caffeine in it if you actually compare to other things. So it was just, I love the brand and they're awesome people.
Yeah.
They support me in any way. I asked them if we can create a movie about my journey. Mm-hmm. And they were all for it and we created it. And I don't know when they want to release it. Like, it's a very emotional movie and I cried a few times watching it. My sisters cried watching it. And it's very, very, very personal. And that's what I want. I want people to see the personal side of me because when you do that, people know that you're not a robot.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's real.
Like, yeah, because it's real. This is how we are. It's not that we compete and we get first place and yay, we we're machines. No, of course, we have barriers, we have things that we deal with every day, and that's kind of like the personal aspect of how I want people to view it. And with GoPro, which is my recent partnership, it's funny because I actually wrote in my diary that I want to travel more. Mm-hmm. And they are giving me the opportunity to travel with them. Right. They've given me a few locations where I can join them, Morocco and Turkey and Poland. Mm-hmm. And they've asked me to join them on these journeys. And of course, with that, like with traveling, all they want me to do is enjoy myself. So they actually have like an itinerary of either wakeboarding or surfing or hiking or, and I'm like, I don't do water stuff. Sorry. They're like, oh, you don't do water sports? I'm like, no, I can only swim. I cannot stand on a board. No way. So they actually get everything done and they fly me with them and we just enjoy ourselves and have fun. And I guess that is great because that's exactly what I wanted considering how much I do right now with the gym and with events and everything, competing and traveling.
Awesome.
It's just a lot of things. So
good.
Yeah.
Cool. Listen, thank you so much for
coming in
and talking with us today and telling us about your story and your journey. Yes. Looking forward to your movie coming out. That'll be good.
Yeah. It's not a movie. Don't.
No, it is a movie.
No, it's like 5 minutes. It's just a feature.
And I just want to add something. I've had we've been posting on our Insta stories a little bit about the conversation, and we had about 3 followers already, Shekha, telling you that they are very proud of you. Akiki from Abu Dhabi, from Kuwait, and from Bahrain. They're definitely coming to visit your gym, and they tell you big good luck.
Thank you.
And send you lots of love. So they'll come visit you soon at your box. So expect lots of love. Yeah.
Yes.
What's the best way people can get in touch with you and find out more for themselves?
050. No, I'm joking.
You sound like the men that drive down the street in Dubai now.
It's not a good idea.
No, I don't think so. So they can get in touch with me on my Instagram account. I always check my DMs. I don't reply to all of them, though. Mm-hmm. Like, it depends which ones I reply to. But you can actually visit my website, which is sheikhaalqasimi.com. So exactly how I spell it on my Instagram. Or if you Google me, it's the same spelling, just .com.
Okay.
And then if you scroll down, you can send me an email. You can contact me on social media as well, at Kiki for CrossFit.
Okay. You still have a blog?
Yeah, my blog. So my blog is on Sheikha Al Qasimi.
Okay.
So it's on my main website. And on my main website, I post all of the features. So any features that have been like on YouTube or magazines or newspapers for the past like years and years, I have everything there, like since 2013 till today.
Okay.
So that's cool. People can see that journey there as well.
Great. Awesome.
Amazing. Yeah. I think the whole team will all go visit her at the gym and maybe just have coffee. Maybe not. I'll work out together.
I'm a big CrossFit.
You can
have
I can see that, James.
coffee and a brownie. Coffee and a brownie.
And maybe some self-development. That will always be good for us. You can give us a little lecture about how we should move
We're actually partnering with Twig, who is my life coach.
Right, Sultana.
Yes, Sultana. So we are partnering with her. Her personal assistant is actually compiling like a kind of seminar workshop thing where we can invite people and people can be more introduced on how you can look into self-development and life coaching and all of that. So we're already in the works. Yeah, in the process of pushing all of this. And I think all of this will start taking off in September.
Amazing. We look forward to it.
Yeah. Oh, I'd like to also say that we have a ladies-only day on the 28th of August.
Amazing.
We are closing down the whole gym and we are not allowing any men inside. We're having it ladies-only for the
Sounds
National
great.
Women's Day.
I would say thanks for telling us that, but there's nothing in that for me.
There's nothing, no, but like, it's for the listeners.
Okay, for the listeners.
So the girls can get comfortable.
You can wait outside, James.
Okay. I'll drive the car.
That's good. Well, thank you so much again.
Thank you so much for having me here
and your story. And yeah, we wish you all the love and success.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Take care.
I wish everyone the same.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.